to go. Great. Can I start by saying the vast majority of Victorians, the vast majority are following the advice, following the rules. I firstly like to extend my thanks and my gratitude to those Victorians and, of course, to our heroes in the front line, our frontline workers, our healthcare workers. In fact, they're pretty much the only workers that we have here in Victoria at the moment because of me and my restrictions. I'd like to extend the hand of gratitude to them for their incredible courage and their loyalty. Unfortunately, there are a concerning number of Victorians, of citizens, who continue to breach their civic duty, break these rules. Can I just say, this will no longer be tolerated. If you wish to gather together in groups, or get your mates around and continue to get on the beers, if you fail to socially distance, you'll be caught and you'll be fined. There are people out there, the majority of them elderly, our elderly citizens, we're in the prime of their lives, to be quite frank. They're currently residing in local nursing homes. They're dying from complications totally unrelated to COVID-19. But we know that no matter what they say, or what they might say, that they are dying from COVID. Because we've provided significant financial incentives to families who are willing to put this on the death certificate. If you break the rules, they'll be there for longer. And that's not what I want. Well, it is, as a matter of fact. But that's not in today's narrative, okay? That's not for today's discussion. For now, I want to get these numbers down as low as possible so that we can eradicate the second wave. So I'd encourage all Victorians to get out there and continue getting tested so we can drive the numbers up and bring those numbers down. That probably doesn't make much sense to anyone out there, but for now, that's completely irrelevant. Are there any questions that I could sidestep, perhaps, and perhaps not answer properly, so as to further frustrate the Victorian people? Yeah.